Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We just did 1 Kings chapter 4, 34 verses, the translation and the commentary, and now we're going to continue on with part 7 of dealing with the Spirit. This series will probably be another 3 or 4 messages, and then after that I'll be bringing messages on receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So you'll not want to miss those messages, I'm sure. Many people have been told that they have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they never did receive it. And because of the fact that they didn't have the power of God, the Bible says, "When ye shall have power when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit." When you receive the Holy Spirit. And some people have been told that they had it by heretics, and they didn't really have it, and they fell away. They didn't have the power. Amen? Okay, so this is, and I've already prayed that God would anoint this message, and it seems there's only a short one that I did on this one. It was just like a one-pager, but sometimes the Lord gives me some expositions. So let's begin right away.
Dealing with the Spirit, Part 7. The cross as the basis or the reason.
Right. Everything begins at the cross and ends at the cross. We have to carry the cross until the end. And then after that, that's the burden that we carry. And then we'll lay our burden down. Once we're in the kingdom of heaven, you don't have to carry the cross anymore. Once we enter the kingdom of heaven, you don't have to have faith anymore, because what you see is not faith any longer. Amen?
Amen?
And you'll see everything that's in the kingdom of heaven at that time, and you therefore will not need faith. You won't need hope any longer either, for that which you've hoped for, you already possess. So if you wanted a new car and you have it, you don't have to hope for it anymore, right?
Right.
But when you're in the kingdom of heaven, you won't have to hope for it or have faith for it anymore that you're going to receive it, because you've received it. The main thing, the thing that will be everlasting, will be love or charity. The charity, love, is the keeping of God's commandments. So you'll still be doing that in heaven. There's no way that you would get into the kingdom of heaven if you were defiant towards any of the things of the Lord that he commands you to do. And so therefore, the main thing is charity. Now, in one place, Paul says that faith is the main thing. And above all, take up the shield of faith. Amen?
Amen.
But that's just here on this earth. In the kingdom of heaven, but faith is the most important of all, he says. Because faith is just for this side of eternity, and love continues on forever. So all we need is love. But people, if you only knew what the meaning of love was, it's the keeping of God's commandments. And in heaven, we'll be so used to keeping God's commandments, and God knows our hearts and our spirits and our soul and our mind, and we'll be keeping all the commandments there. And those of us that rule well on this earth, he'll give us territories to occupy in the kingdom of heaven, to rule in the kingdom of heaven. God always uses others to rule for him. He uses subjects just like Solomon did. And Solomon didn't get the wisdom of his own. This wisdom of Solomon came from the Lord. And so he had him organize everything here on earth as it is in heaven. The actual tabernacle was after the pattern that's in the kingdom of God. It's according to what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Because in our bodies, we have the most holy place, the holy place, and in our bodies, the outside tabernacle. Amen?
Amen.
That's where the Lord dwelt. And so it's like, it's a big building, but it's a symbol or a type or figure or shadow of that which is to come. Our bodies, forming the entire tabernacle wherein God lives, and also when he lives in us, then we are living in him. He couldn't be living in us if we weren't 100% in agreement with him. Like a lot of people, they want to get healed, but if you don't agree with his word, that says you're already healed, then you can't be healed. Because if any two people agree on whatever the Lord says, then it is yours. Amen?
Amen.
So we have to agree when we are wanting to receive healing from the Lord that by my stripes you were healed, and you have to agree that God doesn't lie. He wouldn't have said that you were healed by his stripes, the beating that he took while he was around 2,000 years ago, when he was dying on the cross for your sins. Amen?
Amen.
So it's the truth. And if you believe the truth, if you believe what Jesus said, what God says, well, God is Jesus, then you're healed. He's already provided that for you. He already provided salvation back around 2,000 years as well. He shed his blood so that the sins on your soul could be taken away. And then at the cross, that happened at the cross, and then he resurrected from the dead. And at the cross, where you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the blood of Jesus, by faith, is applied to your soul, and all the former sins that you committed are washed away. And then the Spirit of God enters into your body, resurrecting your dead spirit back to life. But it's not your life, it's the life of God. And so the Lord tells you now that you've got my life. Now, don't live according to your life anymore. That means because you have the power of my power, the power of God in your spirit, you don't. You're not to live your life the way you did before. You have a new life, and that life is not just temporal as the life you had before, but it's eternal. And so the Lord says, I want you to take up this cross. Now, I put to death the old man on the cross, and now for you, you can now receive your old man. I went there in your stead, and so that really was you, if you receive what I did there. So you died at the same time that I died at the cross, and therefore now my spirit enters into you, and you're resurrected from the dead, and all things become new. You're not to live that old life any longer. You're to just walk in my spirit, and that means take up the cross, which is take up the spirit, and be born again. Let the spirit bear you about, and forget about your old life or your old plans or the things that you used to plan to do or used to do or the things that you were planning for your life. If you're planning to go to university someplace, drop those plans. What's more important, to go to university or a college or to go into the kingdom of heaven? Just do what the Lord says. All of man's wisdom that you'll learn in university or college or any kind of secular school is garbage in comparison when you parallel it to the word of the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
So do what the Lord says so that you can go to heaven and stay out of hell. Now, what's the title on this again?
The cross as the basis or the reason.
Yeah, the reason. This is how we put the Spirit, the cross, the Word of God, is how we put to death the former deeds. We keep it under, keep ourselves saved or raised, resurrected by carrying the cross and denying ourselves. If you won't keep that first commandment, then you will not keep the rest of them. So if you break one commandment, it's the same as you've broken them all. Especially this one here. Okay, so let's start reading.
This type of dealing, which is begun by us, is different from human doing.
Right. It has to be done by us. In other words, we have to take the initiative to do it. Okay, and the title again?
The cross as the basis or the reason.
The basis for our doing these things. And what else? And the reason for doing them. Basis or the reason.
Human doings or dealing is purely the work of man.
Right, so we have a new life now. We have, not temporal, we have a little bit of temporal life left. But now we have much more. The Spirit of the Lord has entered us, and now we have eternal life. We have God's life to live, to let him live in us. our life is worthless unless we allow the Lord's eternal life to mingle into us so that he can do his work in and through us. Then what?
But the dealing which we initiate is based upon the fact or the truth of the cross, or the truth of the Word of God, the Word, the truth, the cross, the Spirit, or the truth of the Spirit of God, the cross. The reason for that is that the Lord has already condemned sin on the cross.
Yeah, it's condemned. So, if God has condemned sin, then how dare you sin? How dare you say that you're going to do what you want to do? How dare you be so stubborn as to say something like that? How dare you become alive with your own life again? How dare you not accept eternal life and do only what the Lord says? How dare you, you pompous maniac? Then what?
He condemned sin on the cross so that we could deal with sin, but we are not given the ability to deal with sin. And it's because the Lord has already judged the world on the cross that we are able to deal with the world.
Well, how does the Lord judge the world on the cross? Because he overcame the world. The world never got to him. The lust of the world never got to him. The world tried to get to him with all of his lusts. The devil tried to get him to show off and cast himself off of a cliff or to make bread for Satan. Because the devil is not going to receive bread or anything from the Lord, and the Lord knows that. And he would not worship Satan or do anything that Satan wanted him to do. When a person is saying, I'm going to do what I please and not what the Lord says, let me get something straight. I'm not going to listen to you that have the rule over me because I don't believe you do have the rule over me. Well, then you have received already what Satan says. You've received him into your heart. And then you weep and say, no, well, I've repented of that. Well, then don't be trying to say that to me verbally. Let me see that by your life. It's the life of the Lord is in you. Don't try to get me to receive what you're saying. Just like John the Baptist says, when Sadducees and Pharisees and scribes came to be baptized by him, he says, I'm not baptizing you bunch of snakes until I see you doing the works of the Lord. The works that were that repentance calls for. Repent. Let's hear your doctrine. Let's see you do the works of the Lord before I'll baptize you. Because I'm not baptizing you until then. And so they were obstinate, and they didn't repent. I don't recall them getting down on their knees and repenting, and then John putting a whole host of Pharisees in the water and baptizing. He didn't baptize one of them. Okay, because they have their way and God has his way. And they think they're more right than God. Okay, and many people that say they're Christians feel the same way. So don't, if you cry and say, I've repented, I don't want to hear that. I just want to see works that are meet worthy of repentance. Amen?
Amen.
Just continue on. Don't bug me. Okay? With your words. Because every so often you still try to make me and mold me as though you were the potter and that I'm your clay. But I'm not your clay and you're not my potter. To me, you're a defiant person and you need to get rid of that evil spirit of yours and you need to apply the lessons that the Lord is teaching through these messages. Die. Die. Be mortified. Get terminated. And don't worry, everybody will know it. I'll know it for sure. Okay? you keep comparing yourself with what so-and-so did. There's always those kind of people say, this person did that. The Lord is dealing with that person through me also. And you're trying to tell me how to, you know, that you're the Lord, you'll tell me how to deal with people? You're presumptuous. Disgustingly so. Okay, then what? Don't tell me how to deal with people. I have the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? Okay, don't ever do that, because then I'll know that you're still possessed. All right? Do you understand? Okay, then what?
For the same reason, it is because the Lord has already done away with our old man on the cross.
Right. Now, if you die there also, and because he died for you there, if you accept that death, if you accept the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you make it your death, because you were there, he died for you and me, amen? And if we accept that death that he did for us, then you accept it as your death as well. So you also, your old man, has been crucified there as well. Do you understand?
Yes.
Everybody?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the death of the cross. And then when you feel or you sense yourself rising up again, that old man rising up in you, the Apostle Paul said, I put him to death daily. I put myself to death. I die daily. Amen?
Amen.
I do it. I take the initiative to make myself die daily. I will not allow Satan to live within me. His philosophy or my own philosophy, because my old man was crucified there. But now I'm still walking around in my flesh. Amen?
Amen.
And so now I have to carry the Spirit with me. I have to carry the resurrection with me to put that flesh, that self, the I, the me, my philosophies, my ideas, my opinions to death on a daily basis. Because once I know, if I'm around a godly person that really believes the Lord and knows the Lord, in other words, knows the Word, they're going to know when I come out, when I rise up, when the old man in me rises up again, and they're going to rebuke me. Right?
Right.
And it's not because they hate you. It's because, why should they hate you if they're trying to warn you that your old man's out there again? Amen?
Amen.
That you've allowed the old man to resurrect in you. Again, you're supposed to stay in the resurrection of the Lord if you want to get into the kingdom of heaven. So you have to receive what I'm saying, because this is what the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
Didn't he die in our stead on the cross? Wasn't he murdered there? And for nothing, that he never did anything wrong. We're the ones that did the wrong, and so he died in our place. And so therefore, if we're willing to take the place, our righteous place on the cross, then we totally give up our old life and we become living sacrifices, which is our reasonable duty, the Bible says. Amen?
Amen?
Because if God himself died on the cross for us, then it's our reasonable duty to die, let ourselves stay dead by taking up the cross, denying ourselves, and putting our flesh to death by walking, carrying the cross, the Spirit, the Word of God, and putting ourselves to death on a daily basis. Do you understand?
Yes.
Because I don't think messages like this have been explained that much in this world. Have you?
No.
Okay, in such a clear manner. Amen?
Amen.
And if you think that I'm ignorant to what I'm saying and that I don't know what I'm saying, but only you understand what I'm saying, you're crazy. Okay, your old man has risen up, because I'm fully aware of what I'm saying, okay? I know it better than you do, because maybe this is the first time you've ever heard it. Okay, and I've known this for a long time. So don't think, well, you know, it's just the Lord piping through him and he's out to lunch. that isn't the case. Okay, I'm right here. Okay, I'm not out to lunch. This is me, and this is my voice. And it's the words of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We work together. I'm cooperating with him while he brings this message. All right?
Amen.
Now, all you have to do is receive it and do it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
He's already done away with our flesh on the cross. He's already done away with our temper against God on the cross. And he's already done away with ourself on the cross.
Yeah, with the cross that we carry. Then what?
He's already done away with our natural constitution on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already done away with all the other contaminations or mixtures of all the evil things that attempt to mix into our spirit as well.
See, what I'm saying is that it's all done there, but you just have to receive that and live according to that from now on. Amen?
Amen.
Your flesh, in other words, the power for you to take power and dominion over your flesh was taken care of by the Lord on the cross. But that doesn't mean that you're not that you have to cooperate with that, or that you have to take the initiative to keep it going. Amen?
Amen.
Are you? If you're alive every day, you have to put yourself to death every day. Amen?
Amen.
And you have the power to do that because the Lord accomplished that on the cross, and so you have that power to accomplish it on a daily basis. Do you understand? Okay, so he did away with it then, but you have to, in other words, the bulldozer's there. You just have to drive it. Amen?
Amen?
You have to receive it. The power is there. Okay? So he didn't do away with it on a daily basis. You have to cooperate and drive that dozer or carry that cross or carry the word or carry the spirit daily. Amen?
Amen.
But it's there. You have the power because it was done there. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
He's already done away with all the other contaminations or mixtures of all the evil things that attempt to mix into our spirit as well, so that we can employ or hire this fact as the basis upon which we're able to deal with our flesh, our temper, ourself, our self-will.
So we employ this bulldozer, okay? We hire it. Like I go down and rent a car, amen?
Amen.
But now who's going to drive it? The devil that you follow on a daily basis, will he drive it for you? That is, if you follow the devil every day. But if you follow the Lord, you're going to drive, give that power. The power is in the Spirit. Spirit is the Word, amen?
Amen.
And it's life. So you're going to carry that every day. Why? Because he provided it for you on the cross. Amen?
Amen.
Victory over everything. You understand?
Yeah.
You? Yeah? You think people would be smiling, you know, over something like that instead of sad face. I see some smiling faces, and then I see one that's just absolutely morbid. Okay, then what?
So that we can employ or hire this fact as a basis upon which we're able to deal with our flesh, our temper, ourself, our self-will, our natural ability.
Our pity for self. Because someone won't let the devil reign in you unless you leave. Then you can just do whatever you please. Amen?
Amen.
But not here. Then what?
And all the different contaminating mixtures in the passages of our spirit, as our spirit is passing through the soul and the flesh.
Right. Now, the soul, the spirit has to pass through, has to come forth. In other words, when we're saved, the Spirit of the Lord mingles himself with our spirit, and he wants to come forth. He wants to, and our spirit is not strong enough unless we have more and more of the Word of the Lord until we're mature. And then our spirit can come forth past the spirit, the soul rather, and the flesh, to let God do his work. But we have to participate. We have to carry the cross. We have to deny ourselves on a daily basis. And there'll be more. Tomorrow, God willing, if I'm still here, in part 8 of dealing with the unruly spirit. the Spirit has to be under subjection to the Holy Spirit. We have to discipline ourselves. We have to take the initiative to discipline ourselves, to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the cross, because Christ gave us the power to do so, and therefore there's no excuse if you don't do it. Amen? So, Father God, we thank and praise your holy name for these messages. And, Lord, we pray that everybody has that has an ear, have let the Spirit, your Spirit, talk to them today into their spirits and into their minds. And that their minds will be filled full of this knowledge, that it's just too beyond. It's not beyond our understanding. We understand that. And they all said they understood it. But it's beyond words for us to explain how wonderful it is. The wisdom and knowledge and understanding that passes words to be able to explain it. It's too wonderful for the human tongue to express it. So, Lord God, we pray that everyone will live by that which you have done on the cross, and that which you've given us. You've given us eternal life and power and dominion over our flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the world, all the lust of the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, and you've given us power and dominion over our spirit. All this was given to us in your resurrection, and the death of our flesh is definitely something that we have to do every day, but you've given us the power to be able to do it, and there's no excuse. And now no one can plead ignorance to the fact that the power has been given to us. And we also have more knowledge of the faith that you've given everyone. The measure of faith you've given to us all. And you've provided this eternal life for us and healing and all sorts of power. And these signs will follow those that believe. You said that we can lay hands on people and by the word cast out devils and heal sick, afflicted people, no matter what disease they have. By your word, there's healing in your word. There's salvation by belief in your word. And there is salvation and power in your word. We have to believe your word that this power has been given to us by the best of the things that you've done for us on the cross. Lord, let everyone meditate on that day and night in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
And this is Tony Alama. Until tomorrow, God bless you and praise the Lord.